Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello there, it's Mark and Jules, creators of the multi-award winning Future Toolbox here.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello. Welcome to our latest podcast. From the Z to A, today we have T is for teachers.
Teachers.
So we're going to focus a little bit on teachers. Now, World Teachers Day was actually the 5th of October, and we're past that date now, aren't we? But we can't go without mentioning teachers and giving them a big shout out. So that's why we picked T is for teachers today. Going back to my old school days, we had a favourite teacher. We had teachers we didn't like. But I'm going to ask you, who was your favourite teacher?
Oh, my favourite teacher. I started my secondary education when we still lived up north in a place called Formby by the beach, which was absolutely beautiful. And strangely enough, and I still love maths, it was my maths teacher there. He was my favourite. The lessons, you never knew what you were going to get when you went into his lesson. He would either be totally engaging, and he had a way of making maths become alive. It was just brilliant, and he taught you in such a fantastic way. So you were either going to go into that lesson and come out having gained some valuable knowledge in the understanding of maths and equations or whatever and the logistics behind it, or I think he was a budding comedian as well. He would just sit there and tell you stories, and he'd have the whole class just laughing. So he just made the whole experience amazing, absolutely amazing. And I think that's why I still love maths to this day. And then when we moved up to Northamptonshire, I went to a school in Mushton, finished my education there. And again, I fell in love with biology, and it wasn't because of the subject. It was the teacher. And again, it just had a way of making it so engaging, so much that you just wanted to find out more about it. It was brilliant. So for me, those were my two favourite ever teachers that I can remember, because it was a little while ago. So yeah, what about you? What about your favourite teachers?
Oh, wow, memories. Do you know what that just reminded me of? My German teacher used to tell some really funny jokes. He was a comedian. I don't think we ever always learned a lot of German in some of the lessons, but he was a brilliant teacher. Another one of mine was my science. You said about your science teacher. I had a science teacher who occasionally from time to time, he would let us perform our own experiments.
Oh, wow. Gosh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. I remember one day there was a lot of acid experiments mixed with the mats that you used to perform the experiments on. And there was all this cloud of yellow smoke going out the science block window. But he wasn't just our favourite teacher because he let us do things like that. He was really nice, really caring, really nurturing, and a lot of really happy memories. And I actually passed my GCSE in that as well, thanks to him.
Congratulations.
Talking of favourite teachers, you said about maths. I had a maths teacher I didn't get on with.
Oh, no.
I don't know why, but she didn't have a great deal of passion in the room. She was literally saying to us, this is the curriculum that you need to learn. And if you don't pass it, you can't take the maths grade and get a grade C. And I was way behind because I used to just sit there and daydream. Does that surprise you?
No.
I'd have had a master's in daydreaming, if that was a qualification, of course. But yeah, I used to just daydream and I'd just sit there chatting to my mate. And then when we had parents' evening, my mum obviously came in, and my mum, being a bookkeeper, was quite hell-bent on me passing my maths. I wanted to go and work in a building society, so I needed my maths. And she sat down with my maths teacher, who bluntly said to my mum, Mark's way behind, I can't put him in for the middle paper, he will not get a C unless he catches his coursework up. At this moment, my heart sunk and I fell through the floor when she suggested that you stay for two evenings a week after school and catch this work up. And if we do that for a couple of hours over those sessions, then he can do it. And I remember sitting there in the classroom in complete silence, catching up. It was the worst experience of my life ever. But do you know what? She did care and I passed and I got a grade C. So it was a happy ending, really.
A good happy ending.
So I'm going to thank that maths teacher.
We do like a happy ending, don't we? Do you know, one of the things that I never learnt to do, and that is to sing. There are reasons why I never learned to sing. And one of them, I think I am unfortunately one of those people that just hasn't got a singing voice. And I struggled for quite some time. And I had quite a bad experience once where we were in our music lesson and the teacher, she was hitting a note on the piano and then she'd pick on somebody who had to hit that note. And unfortunately, she picked on me. And I don't know, I think we must have tried about 12 times and I could not hit this note.
Terrible.
That wasn't a fantastic experience, I must admit. But it hasn't put me off music at all. I love music. I still sing, but very, very quietly to myself in the shower.
I don't even hear you sing as well. So that really messed your confidence up. What a shame that is. And I take it the note didn't go, dum.
No.
So we won't be doing a podcast on S for singing because I have the same singing experience as well, unfortunately.
I guess then the moral of our stories is that you might not see eye to eye to every teacher that you're going to come across within your education journey, but they do care and they are very dedicated to their cause.
Yes, that is very, very true. And learning, we have to remember, learning is a journey, isn't it? It's not just about an exam.
No.
We get fixated on this result at the end that we need this grade. And there's so much pressure on students in schools. There was when we were at school. Probably seems to be even more pressure now to actually get that grade. And you must achieve this. And then people lose sight of the fact that over the maybe 2 years they're doing a GCSE or 2 years of an A level or 3 years of a degree, that is where the learning actually happens.
In our Future Toolbox journey, now we've travelled the country and we have met some fabulous teachers and we really do love working with the schools, and each time we go, we see how much time, how much effort and care that the teachers have for their pupils.
We do, and one thing we mustn't lose sight of is the teachers have a job to do, but they also have to follow the education system and the curriculum, and that's really, really hard because when you're following a system, it's sometimes hard to go off the tracks of the system and maybe say to the students, look, do you know what? We know you don't like this particular bit here. You don't have to do it because you're a nice person. It's got to be done, hasn't it, to pass the exam?
It does.
Now, exams, as we mentioned, they measure the grade at the end, but fundamentally, they measure the memory retention. So they don't actually measure how intelligent you are. And that's really, really tough, isn't it? Because you could learn all of this stuff and then have a really bad day on the day of the exam, couldn't you? And it's really unfair sometimes that somebody could be an absolute expert on that particular subject, but then they don't feel very well on the day of the exam or their mind goes blank. So how do we deal with that?
Let's face it, we can't change the system. It's there. So why bother trying to fight it? Wouldn't it be better to go along the journey and try and get the best out of it? That's what the teachers are there for, to help you with this. So if you're a student, you might not actually see the point of the system or the curriculum. You might think, what is this? But you know what, guys, you can't change it. So you might as well not fight it and enjoy the journey and try and get as much out of it as you possibly can. Now, something else that we do come across and we hear quite a bit is adults or parents that you're kind of put off a little bit because you actually didn't like something at school. And we've heard people say to their own children, do you know what? I was rubbish at maths. I wasn't very good at that as well.
Yes, I remember that one as well, because when I was at school, I didn't like geography because I didn't like my geography teacher. I found it really, really boring the way it was being taught to us. So when we got into taking our GCSEs, I thought, oh, I'm not doing geography. Geography's boring. And it's actually one of the most exciting and really interesting things in our lives at the moment, isn't it?
It is fascinating.
We love travel. We love not just going to a place on holiday and sitting on a beach, but we love to find out about the country, the culture, and all the sorts of things that go on there that we would have learned.
The food,
of course, yeah. But all those things that we would have actually have learned at school about the country itself. But I dropped that because of my choice not to engage in the system. On the other side of it, I remember even from lower school days, our English teacher used to say to us, right, I want you to write about what you did at the weekend. And I used to write about my weekends. And my stepdad was a stock car racer at the time. And I used to write all these reports on the racing and the fact that he would win some races or not win some races. There'd be a big crash on the first bend. And I remember my teacher saying to my mum at parents' evening, here we go, another parents' evening, why does Mark write so much about stock car racing? I think he's obsessed. And my mum said, well, what's the instruction? Write about what you did at the weekend. But he goes stock car racing every weekend, so what do you want him to write about? Thank you, Mum. You did have a very good point there. But that was my early love of writing stories. And now being a published author, well, both of us are, that has now carried on so many years later. So I found an early passion there. And it is really, really surprising because I didn't really particularly enjoy English grammar, English literature. I didn't like Shakespeare. Sorry for Shakespeare fans if I've offended you on air. Didn't like any of those things, but I had the basis of the creativity of writing the story. So sometimes it's looking deeper beyond what you're taking an exam in and thinking about what you're learning along the journey.
Anyway, let's get back to bigging up those wonderful teachers. And as we said, you know, it was World Teacher Day last month, and we found some interesting facts about teachers.
Oh, I love interesting facts. Ooh.
Stato man. Did you know that after doctors and nurses, teachers are the third most trusted profession in the UK?
That's fascinating, really, isn't it? But how about this teacher that probably wasn't quite as trusted? So there's a story here. It said in Italy, one teacher gave the students the answers to an exam in salami sandwiches, but they were all actually later suspended of it. Cheating doesn't always pay there, does it? But I bet the salami sandwiches tasted delicious.
Now, did you know that in the UK alone, there are over 500,000 teachers?
That's incredible.
That's a lot of teachers.
That is a lot, isn't it? And Britain's oldest teacher is believed to be 92 years old. She taught in a school in Bradford.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Wow, 92 and still teaching.
Definitely has a passion for the job there.
Yeah. Now, talking of teachers, obviously they teach pupils, but did you know there are over 10 million pupils in the UK that are in both full and part-time education? So clearly demonstrating the huge demand there are for teachers and the role that they play in shaping the future.
That's absolutely fascinating. 10 million people studying in the UK.
Yeah,
that's incredible,
that's a lot,
isn't it?
That's a lot of people.
But I've got one more for you here as well. The phrase teacher's pet, which is actually classed as an insult in the playground. So being a teacher's pet wasn't always good.
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't, was it?
That was first believed to have been written in 1890. And I remember that thing about teacher's pet. The teacher's pet would go and put an apple on the teacher's desk. It'd be a bit of a shame if the teacher didn't like apples, wouldn't it? But I'm going to ask you a question now. Were you a teacher's pet at school?
Me? I don't recall being a teacher's pet. I might have done.
Were you a bit of a troublemaker?
Might have been.
But I was a teacher's pet. I never used
that
to want...
That doesn't surprise
me. It doesn't surprise you, does it? I never wanted to get... You know I don't like confrontation. So getting into trouble, I never wanted to get into trouble. Obviously, I had teachers I didn't get on with, though. Well, maybe I wasn't always squeaky clean. I did mess around a bit and daydream a lot, but I was never in trouble, really.
So, I actually really, really enjoyed my education, particularly when in junior school up until sort of senior level, all that learning, that maths, that learning to write, read and all, I loved it. I lapped it up, absolutely lapped it up.
Yeah, you're just taking me back to my primary school days there at Cedar Road Lower School. It was a wonderful school. And my middle school was great. I never wanted to leave either of those. Upper school was a bit more of a fun laugh because I went to an all-boys school and I definitely wasn't a teacher's pet there. But I did get on with my teachers. I did get on with most of them, but we had a lot of fun. But teacher's pet, not for you.
Yes, definitely not a teacher's pet, I don't think.
Spilling the beans again.
So let's go back to the whole point of today is how can you thank your teacher? Now, obviously, World Teacher Day has passed, but that doesn't mean to say that we can't thank a teacher because they almost do a thankless task, don't they?
There are a number of ways that we can make our teachers feel special. And it doesn't have to be by throwing them a big party or anything like that. It could just be by showing them that simple bit of respect. So walking into the classroom and saying good morning, asking the teacher how their weekend was. My form tutor was a football fan. He was a Northampton Town fan. So, of course, we had that common interest of what happened at the weekend's game. He would go to the game. He would sit in a different part of the ground to me. So we'd always have a little bit of a chat there. And he was very passionate about Shakespeare and I wasn't. But we still got on very, very well. What else could we do to show our appreciation for teachers?
One thing that you could do is you could create a personalised thank you note to give them. Now, that can either be a printed one or even a handwritten one to give it that real special touch.
That's cool.
I recall when I was doing all my training, when we was in post-16 education, I was helping people get their qualifications to move them onto the next level. If they ever came in with a card, I mean, I have bunches of flowers and different things, but oh my goodness, how lovely does that make you feel? Makes you feel appreciated and you feel that you have made such a difference to that person if you receive a really nice gift like that.
That is a really, really lovely touch. What a wonderful feeling, isn't it, when somebody buys you a little gift? I'm going to ramp it up then to the next level then. So surprise your teacher with a gift, maybe a World's Best Teacher mug or some chocolates or maybe some flowers. You never know. They could really, really, really make their day. I'm not suggesting you do that every single week, but perhaps this could be an end of term thing, or if a teacher's really, really helped you with some coursework, or maybe you could club together with some other students.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. You might not want to buy a gift, or that's something that's not that you want to do, but you could do something creative, like make a poster full of messages from all of the students in there thanking them. Or you could do something like create a poem for your teacher.
Yeah,
that's really, really good. Or decorate a jar filled with messages from all the students, couldn't you?
Oh, I love
put that
idea.
In. And that's an amazing thing to open. I remember having that once. People have put all different messages in there, and it's just so heartwarming to read those. So yeah, you can be really creative with this.
Yeah, that's just reminded me of an idea. Now, this is not for a teacher, because obviously I'm not at school anymore, but this is a really big one that students could do for their teachers. Now, I'm on a training program at the moment, which has just come to an end. And in the graduation, we did a video and we all recorded a little clip on a video. And we were just saying, thank you, what this program's done for us over the year. And then in the graduation, at the end of it, we were able to play that video back. And it not only made the lead trainer feel really, really special. She had a few tears, bless her. But it also brought us to tears as well, because of the bond and the community that we created there in the metaphor of the classroom, I suppose. So something like that, that was just so simple. It took us probably 30 seconds to film the clip. It obviously took the person who edited it a little bit longer, but it was such an amazing, wonderful touch and so, so emotional.
Yeah, how wonderful. So whether it's something big or something small, your teachers will appreciate it. So come on, let's give them the recognition that they deserve. And let's say a massive thank you to all of our teachers out there.
Yay, thank you. T is for teachers. So where can you find more on the Future Toolbox? Go to our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, and you can find loads of resources on there for teachers, for students and for parents and community groups, of course. We also are on social media, which is Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everything's at Future Toolbox, of course. And why not check out the little shop section on our Future Toolbox website, where you can find our books. We look forward to seeing you all on the next podcast. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.